Today we celebrate the greatest of all the feast days of Blessed Virgin Mary. Today we celebrate that incredible day that Mary entered into everlasting glory. Today's feast, the Assumption, it's the consummation of all the other great mysteries in the life of Mary. And right now, she sits on the highest throne in heaven, higher than the seraphim, higher than the cherubim, higher than all the angels, higher than all the great saints put together. And she sits on that throne wearing a crown of 12 stars. Not merely diamonds or gemstones, but stars. And imagine this, try to put it into your mind. The angels, remember the angels, they see heaven, they see God. And when they saw Mary enter into heaven, they witnessed this event. And they saw in Mary a reflection of God in an earthly creature. So glorious, Mary. She was as bright as the sun. The angels, they were struck with amazement. Joy, happiness, wonder, and praise. Welcoming their queen, Mother of God in heaven. St. Bernard says this, "Nothing more delights me, yet nothing more terrifies me than to speak about the glory of the Virgin Mary." What does St. Bernard mean by this? Well, he means that it's so marvelous, it's so magnificent, that human words can hardly describe this great mystery of our faith. And it really is a mystery of our faith. But it is also a dogma. And this dogma was proclaimed by Pope Pius XII in 1950. So it's a relatively recent dogma. But what does that mean? Does that mean that this truth of our faith, the fact that Mary was taken up into heaven body and soul, was not true before 1950? Well, of course not. This was always true. And without any theology training at all, Mary's assumption makes perfect sense. Just try to imagine for a moment the joy of Jesus receiving his mother in heaven. And you will begin to understand how much he desires to receive her in glory. Jesus obviously loves his mother, so therefore it makes perfect sense that he would bestow the highest possible dignity to be given to any creature, his mother, once she finished the course of her earthly life. Now that's just barely scratching the surface of this dogma, this wonderful mystery. And I'll explain more about it in a second, but let us focus on that aspect of the Assumption as a dogma of our faith. What does that mean? That it's a dogma of our faith. Well, it means that this was always true, but it wasn't solemnly proclaimed. And historically, we can find evidence of this feast going back centuries. So it's nothing new. Veneration and recognition of this specific dignity of our Blessed Mother is something that has been a consistent belief throughout the centuries. More details on it can be found in Pope Pius XII's encyclical on today, the date that he founded this feast, and he defined the Mexican chapter of the dogma of the Assumption, November 1st, 1950. I would recommend reading it today. The short reading, it helps us to reflect upon the time when there was a good pope guided by the Holy Ghost. Because Pope Pius XII infallibly defined, that is with the help of the Holy Ghost, the Assumption of our Blessed Mother. It's an infallible truth. It's impossible for it to be false. Absolutely certain, with the highest level of certainty possible. And that shows us that it's something that God wants us to know. Not just an extra, it's something that God wants. wants us to know, we have to know, if it's presented to us. He tells us directly through his church. And it's so important that by denying this fact, you don't just lose a part of your faith, just a little piece of it. Your faith diminishes a little bit. No, you lose the entire faith. You lose the faith. We see that one cannot claim to have faith in Christ if he does not honor Christ's mother. And this applies to natural men as well. You'll never be able to fully understand a son if you don't know his mother. And today on this wonderful feast, it's sad, but I think of the Protestants. They believe a lot of things. They believe in Jesus, many scripture facts. They believe in the Trinity, maybe, sometimes. And maybe this isn't their fault. Maybe they have not been given the grace yet to see. But they do not believe with supernatural faith in Christ's mother, the way that Christ himself wants us to understand her. And it's a pity because it's a wonderful, wonderful truth for faith. And sad, it really is, because the fact that Mary is our mother, the fact that she has a specific role in the redemption, it's a beautiful fact, a truth. A truth of our faith. And the faith is not a matter of quantity. The faith is all or nothing. You have to believe all of it. And that reflects Mary's life. Mary was the epitome of all or nothing. Love for God. Perfect faith, perfect love. She was spotless, full of grace. And often we think to ourselves, sometimes it comes to us in our mind, and we think, the life of Mary was this effortless bliss. She was so noble, so pure, so holy. Chosen specifically from all eternity to be the mother of God. And she was given so much that she didn't even have to try. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Because Mary endured trials, privations, hardships, contradictions, and sufferings. Second only to those endured by her divine son. And yes, Mary, she was given special grace, that she was full of grace. And she was preserved from original sin. She was the mother of God, and these great privileges are wonderful. But specifically, it wasn't these things that crowned her in this magnificent glory that we see today on the Assumption. And we learn this from St. Luke, it's chapter 11. When St. Luke tells us that quote in Scripture, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. We spoke about that on Sunday. Those who hear the word of God and keep it. That was the source of her glory. That was her charity. That was her sacrifice. The source of her glory. In Mary, she literally heard the word of God. Perfectly. She kept it every single moment of her life. She was in union with God from the very beginning, all the way to the very end of her life. Her life was spotless, absolutely no corruption. She was incorrupt during her life on earth. Therefore, her body would not be subject to corruption. Not subject to be buried into the earth like other creatures. And there's two places in this held in tradition to be the place where Mary finished her earthly course of her life. And those two places are Jerusalem and Ephesus. She either died peacefully, usually this is described as she fell asleep, like requirements of Christ. Or the other opinion is that she didn't die at all, but when the course of her life was completed, she was taken up to heaven immediately. There's two opinions on that, and you're free to believe either or. Well, Pius XII didn't define that specific point. But regardless, we have these two places, Jerusalem and Ephesus. Two tombs, one in each place. You can hop on a plane right now and go to those places. You can go there and you can see those tombs are empty. She is not there. Because she is in heaven, body and soul. She was taken up to heaven. In thinking on heaven, have you ever asked yourself, what makes heaven heaven? What makes heaven heaven? Is it the fact that we're happy there? The fact that there's no more pain and suffering? The magnificent sights and things that are wonderful, magnificent? No, heaven is heaven because God is there. And at the incarnation of Our Lady, in a certain way, heaven came down to earth. God became flesh. The Son of God was born, taken flesh of the Virgin's body. He did not bring with them from heaven. So Christ, he assumed a human body, a human nature. There's that word again, assumed. Christ, God Himself, heaven came down and assumed flesh in Mary's womb. And now today, on the Feast of the Assumption, Mary's body and soul is assumed back to Christ. Mary is assumed up to heaven. And the use of this specific word, assumed, is very specific. And it gives us more insight into this mystery of our faith. Assumere in the Latin is not to be confused with ascendere. Two different words. Ascendere is an active verb, it means to go up by one's own power. Assumere is passive, it means to be taken up. Our Lord is the only one who went up to heaven by His own strength. He is God. He ascended. He came down by His own power, and He goes up by His own power. But for Mary, it was not her own strength. The source of her strength was Christ. That's why we cannot use an active word, but a passive word, assumption. Assumere to be taken up. Mary is assumed to heaven. And going back to what we spoke at the beginning of the sermon, this is a dogma of our faith. So we know that this is something that God wants us to know. We're required to know it when it's presented to us. We have to believe it wholeheartedly. We can't doubt it. And that's how important the assumption is. That's how important it is. But why is this so important for us to know this? Why does God want us to know this so much? And the answer to that question is very simple. We are called to go to heaven. That is our home. And if we want to be taken up, we have to desire it. Can't go up by our own strength. We have to will it. We have to pray, especially to our mother who is there in heaven waiting for us. And with Mary as our mother, it is not a matter of I will try to live a pure life. No, Mary is the perfect mother. She will not refuse her help if we humbly and confidently go to her. If we go to her with confidence, we're guaranteed. take her and live a pure life. And if we do, our souls